You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Ola has seen many senior executives quit recently. Well, CNBC TV 18 reached out to 10 former senior executives of Ola and Ola Electric to piece together what was going on inside the company that has led to a series of senior level exits, a raft of complaints about product quality and more. Stay tuned to know the details. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, Prime Minister Modi's visit to Varanasi, the troubles at Ola, Boris Johnson's resignation and more. First up, here's a quick market roundup for July 7th. Sensex and Nifty hit a fresh one-month high amid gains across most sectors. Financials, IT and auto stocks were the biggest contributors to the rise in headline indices. Sensex ended over 400 points higher, Nifty crossed 16,100, led by financial and Titan shares. Now, here are some of the stocks in focus. Titan company Big Bull, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's favorite stock, has posted its first normal quarter in the April to June period of FY23 after FY20, when the COVID-induced lockdown began, according to domestic brokerage firm Prabhudas Leeladhar. After the watch to jewelry maker posted a 205% year-on-year jump in the first quarter of FY23, given the low base and robust growth in all segments, jewelry, watches and wearables, the stock rallied 8% today. There's a notion among market participants that the strong business update hints at a sturdy performance in the coming months. Foreign brokerage Citi has said that there is an expected improvement in demand. However, it also believes that gold import duty hike to 15% from 10.75% earlier and volatile gold prices are some of the key risks. Gold is a natural hedge against inflation and India is the world's second largest gold consumer. So the import duty was hiked as a surge in imports was putting pressure on the current account deficit. Meanwhile, shares of FSN E-Commerce, the parent company of Nykaa, surged as much as 4.8% after the company said it has expanded into men's innerwear and athleisure category with Glut. While announcing its entry into the men's innerwear category, Nykaa Fashion, on July 6th, that is Wednesday, said that the new multi-brand e-commerce fashion offering was inspired by the needs of health-conscious individuals. Experts also have high hopes. Analyst Mitesh Thakkar of Earning Wave said that investors should stay positive on Nykaa stock. Next up, a look at commodities. Commodity prices are at multi-year lows as fears of a global recession continue to cloud the outlook on demand. It's the third straight day that crude oil prices have declined and it's below $100 per barrel. Prices of aluminium, palm oil and other metals are on a decline as well. Gold prices are trading at a 10-month low after the US Fed meeting minutes showed that there was an agreement among policymakers on hiking rates further and the dollar index was at a 20-year high. Now, the crude crash is a good news for oil-importing countries like India and has led to a stock rally in state-owned refiners such as Indian Oil Corporation, Bharat Petroleum Corporation and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation. However, the head of the International Monetary Fund has said the outlook for global economy had darkened significantly since April and she could not rule out a possible global recession next year given the elevated risks. The current commodity prices mark a sharp turnaround from fierce rallies in the space earlier in 2022 when raw material prices were pushed higher by a post-pandemic bounce back. Moving on to political updates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited his Lok Sabha constituency Varanasi today and laid the foundation stone of multiple development initiatives worth 1,800 crore rupees focused on improving infrastructure and enhancing the ease of living. He also inaugurated Akshaya Patra Midday Meal Kitchen, which will have a cooking capacity of 1 lakh students. And now here's what I mentioned about troubles at Ola. So Ola Electric is barely 2 years old. The Bhavish Agarwal-led electric vehicle manufacturer boasts of a speed to market without a parallel in the industry, but has the hyper-aggression come in the way of doing the right thing? CNBC TV 18 reached out to 10 former senior executives of Ola and Ola Electric to find out what was going on inside the company that led to a series of senior level exits, several complaints about product quality, seemingly hasty decisions to start and shut up businesses, and more. So a culture of act fast and think later seems to be a common thread to Ola's problems. In February 2021, Ola Electric started building an electric scooter manufacturing facility, the Future Factory, and managed to get it up and running in 7 months. Commercial deliveries of the first e-scooters Ola S1 and S1 Pro started in December, within 5 months of unveiling the products. But soon, a flurry of customer complaints started coming in. In March 2022, an Ola S1 scooter caught fire in Pune, one of the many recent cases involving EVs, leading to the Road Transport Ministry launching an investigation to establish the cause of fires. Sources say that probe into EV firms like Ola, Okinawa, Boom, Jitendra EV and Pure EV concluded that defects in cells and inadequate battery management systems led to the fires. These firms have been asked to explain why these incidents took place and why the action should not be taken. Ola has also been served a notice by the Consumer Affairs Ministry due to customer complaints. At least 6 of 10 employees that CNBC-TV18 reached out to shared accounts about issues with Ola Electric Scooter, shutting down of Ola Cars, Ola Dash, and the work environment at the company. Now moving on to an update on the economy. Exporters of atta or wheat flour and other related products will now need the government's prior approval from July 12 onwards for such exports. As per a notification from the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, that is DGFT, released on July 6, it is now mandatory for all exporters to seek prior permission from the Interministerial Committee on Wheat Export before sending any outbound shipment. While there is no outright ban on the export of wheat flour and related products such as maida, semolina, etc., the attempt clearly is to curb these exports amid reports of a sharp surge in such shipments following May 13 wheat ban. The notification has made an exception for exports when loading on the ship started before July 6 or when the consignments were already handed to the customs. Lastly, here's an update on the global front. Boris Johnson has resigned as the British Prime Minister after he was abandoned by ministers and most of his conservative lawmakers, with politicians from all sides telling him to leave his job immediately. After ministers, including 2 secretaries of the state, continued to quit the government early on Thursday, saying the scandal-plagued leader was no longer fit to govern, an isolated and powerless Johnson prepared to bow down to the inevitable and declare he was stepping down. Well, with that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with top stories around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.